Brian, good morning.
Hiya, Frank. Good morning.
Yes, Brian, this is very much linked to Loyalist paramilitaries. Go ahead.
So the statement is headed a Loyalist Declaration of Transformation, and it is from the Red Hand Commando, Ulster Defence Association, and the Ulster Volunteer Force. And the statement context, Frank, is very much set in this week, which is the 20th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. If you wish, just for your listeners, I'll read you a couple of sentences from it, including the opening paragraph. They say the Good Friday Agreement was created in a spirit of accommodation, and its promise was a more inclusive Northern Ireland. It goes on to say there would have been no agreement without the involvement of Loyalists. And just to explain that, Frank, that specific point that there would have been no agreement without the involvement of Loyalists, that's a reference, obviously, to the ceasefire of 1994, the statements that followed that ceasefire of 1994, including a commitment to no first strike. But it is also about Loyalist political involvement in those talks leading to the Good Friday Agreement, when we had involved in those talks people such as David Irvine, Gusty Spence, William Plum Smith, Billy Hutchinson, Don Purvis, and for the then UDP, Gary McMichael and David Adams. So they restate some of what they said in that CLMC ceasefire statement of 1994, including repeating that comment about abject and true remorse. On a number of issues, a couple of other issues, Frank, they talk about the legacy question, and they say that they are prepared to participate in a legacy process. That does not mean that they are endorsing the structure set out in the Stormont House Agreement of 2014, which has both investigation and information recovery strands in it, but their emphasis would be on the latter, the information process. And they've been very clear in the past that you cannot have both, that continuing investigations are a barrier to information being shared and to truth recovery. Probably one of the paragraphs that people will focus most on today is what they have to say about continuing criminality. And I'll just read you a sentence or two of that, Frank. The statement says, and this is a statement from the Red Hand Commando, the UDA and the UVF. It says, we fully support the rule of law in all areas of life and emphatically condemn all forms of criminal activity. It says individuals who use criminality to serve their own interests at the expense of Loyalist communities are an affront to the true principles of Loyalism. The statement goes on to say, we further declare that any engagement in criminal acts by any individuals within our organisations will be regarded as placing those persons outside the memberships. The statement says this has been collectively agreed, meaning agreed by the Red Hand Commando, the UDA and the UVF. And it says we cannot allow criminals to hinder transformation, and the ground on which such people stand is now shrinking. Now, those are words, and what people will want to do is test those words and see what is the proof behind those comments in this latest statement, Frank.
How will they go about that? How will they be able to remove the criminal elements from within the UVF, the UDA and the Red Hand Commando?
Well, I suppose their first step is that they have to expel them. And I was at an event on the Shankill Road just a number of weeks ago. Many Loyalists in the audience, the Chief Constable attending that event, and he said to that audience that those involved in criminality should be called out. Now, this is a follow-up, you know, some weeks later. I've just stepped out of the news conference. Frank, I have no doubt that the question you have just asked me is one of the questions that is going to be asked inside. So I'll wait to hear what their response is to all of that. But I think if Loyalism wants to have a creditable position within a peace process, then it needs to return to that period of 1994 to 1998, when it was at the heart of the process and when it did have credibility. Loyalism derailed itself from the process in those 5 years of feuding between 2000 and 2005. And there, at some point, and many people would argue it should have happened long before now, those who are serious about the peace process need to distance themselves from those who are using the label of Loyalism to try to shield their involvement in criminality. Now, how all of that works out, Frank, I don't know. But as I say, we're dealing with a set of words at this stage, and I imagine some of the questions today will be about how this actually works in practice. There are three former church leaders here at this news conference, the retired Church of Ireland Archbishop Alan Harper, the former Presbyterian moderator Norman Hamilton, and the former Methodist president Harold Good. I spoke to Harold Good last night, Frank, when he was returning from the Basque Country. He was there for an event to mark the first anniversary of decommissioning there. I asked him about this statement, about the involvement of the former church leaders in this dialogue that has obviously happened in the background before we got to this point of this news conference this morning. And I'll just give you a couple of sentences of what he said to me. In terms of his take on this statement, he said it has taken us another important step forward. And he says we must trust each other and the intentions that are expressed in this statement. And he said we as former church leaders would not be there if we did not have confidence in the sincerity that is behind this statement. So that was a reaction I got from Harold Good last night before this news conference this morning.
Okay, Barney, thank you. I'll let you go back into the news conference, which is ongoing. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.